Are all those unread emails in your inbox causing you stress? It may be time to tackle them head on. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. It's spring, which means it's time to clean. You put your winter clothes in storage, swept and mopped, cleared out the gutters. But what about that laptop that's littered with 10,000 photos, unsorted documents, and a barely visible desktop? Since digital storage space is so cheap, it's easy to keep amassing files. But that can take a toll on our work and our well-being. Deb Lee is a digital productivity coach. She helps people weed out the virtual messes they've gotten themselves into. We asked her, what makes people finally give in and decide to declutter?
Well, usually there is some sort of a pain point. You can't find what you want. Maybe you're wasting time looking for what you want, or you just can't seem to focus. So there's usually some sort of pain that triggers the desire to start getting things organized and putting things in order.
How is doing a digital declutter different from doing a declutter of your house?
Well, the good news is that it's not that different. It's pretty similar. You still have a goal that you're trying to achieve. Most of us have things that we're not using. Sometimes we have duplicates of things because we couldn't find the original thing, so we went out and got the next thing, right? So it's a pretty similar process. You have duplicates of things. You have things that are just sort of lingering on your device that you're not using, taking up space that you could use for other things that you are using or want to use. You know, how many times have we tried to take that photo and it says, oh, you're running out of space. Sorry, you can't take that photo, right? So that usually becomes a pain point. And then we recognize I can't capture these really important moments in my life because I've got all this stuff that I don't use or I don't need anymore.
What do you find is the hardest part to declutter when it comes to our digital lives?
Well, I think it's the process of trying to fix it that perhaps sometimes stops us. That fear of, oh goodness, it's going to take all day or take too long for me to manage this. I think that's where some of that reluctance to tackle it comes about. And sometimes when it has to do with things like your photographs, they come with memories and special memories. You know, we feel attached to them. We remember those moments when we look at them and we think, well, we can't get rid of this photo. But if it's the fifth iteration of the same photo, then yes, you can. So to make it a little bit easier, start with those things that are obvious, those duplicates or the blurry photos or the ones where you can't make out exactly what it is that you took the picture of anyway, or those burst photos where you hold your finger on the phone so long that it just takes 500 at the same time. And I know that because that just happened to me recently. But, you know, it's easy to delete. So definitely make deleting and purging sort of a regular habit so it doesn't feel so much like a chore.
Deb Lee is a digital productivity coach. I asked her about her personal habits, and she's got a simple tip. You know the home screen that pops up when you unlock your smartphone? She keeps it completely clear of anything except a calming picture. Totally stealing that. And now for some related links. Not into the idea of digital decluttering. I suppose you could go the other way. Digital hoarding. That's the compulsion to save all things digital, like photos of every receipt you get or every single email you've ever received. It's been studied, and some researchers think it's a subtype of hoarding disorder. Witness the case in the BMJ, aka British Medical Journal, of a Dutch man who took and saved hundreds of digital photos every day. Turns out he hoarded physical objects too. Find yourself saving a lot of files? You don't necessarily have a problem. Maybe you just get a kick out of collecting. Gizmodo has a deep dive into digital hoarding. It makes a distinction between hoarding and collecting. A digital collector might be the person who digitizes all his old family photos and videotapes. It can actually be a source of pride and positive feelings. Finally, if you think ephemerality is the answer for digital clutter, by which I mean that some things can be put online with the expectation they will disappear, like Snapchat, think again. An article in Wired questions the privacy expectations many people have with ephemerality. And of course, there could always be a digital hoarder saving screenshots of whatever you've typed. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.